just to encourage you to remind you to think about the back and the under and the around, maybe even the in between. You can also paint on your own body. Now transitioning to a slightly more dabbed approach. Think of Georges Seurat, right? Points on this, so little points of color. Each one adds to the meaning of what you're doing. So they're not isolated points, but they create an overall effect. Really directing that, you can direct that even onto somebody else. See if there's somewhere in the world that you can direct your thought to. Jackson Pollock. So you're actually going to flow your paint. Again, you can throw it at the wall. Don't worry about cleaning up afterwards. You're really throwing, extending, energy spurting out of your fingers. Maybe even your feet. Yep. Find your own internal rhythm. Now just letting your hands dry, bring all the hands up. The reason for that is that I want to finish a sculpture. So it can be plaster, clay, wood, marble, but I want you to feel the contours of that shape. What is the volume of it? How does it occupy the space? How do we create a shape around it? And as you're creating it, I want you to imagine that it's able to get bigger and enlarge and grow. Expand as big as it can, as big as you can, to fill the entire gap to reach. Softening down. Just take a moment to imagine in your mind's eye all of the shapes and colors that you just created, all of those big tracks of paint, the lines, the dots. You might not remember a specific one, maybe you do, but just imagine what you just created and try to imagine it three-dimensionally. So sometimes our vision only goes in front, but our brain actually has the capacity to think all around us. So see those dots that you created behind you as well, and under you and above you. Take a deep breath. And just shifting out. Take one more deep breath and exhale on that. Thinking about that sustaining quality of sound and letting that go into our next activity, which we were supposed to be outside today in the courtyard. Grass is too wet, so we have to imagine the sun. So we're going to do a little homage to the sun, sun salutation, bringing the sun in to us, and coming back out and opening a giant flower, opening to the sky. And I'll lead you through this. We'll do just a nice slow warm up. As you're doing this, think about the space that you're carving around you. So I'm not just moving through air or something. a little bit denser than the air. And I'm moving through, I'm creating pathways. I talk about the paths of roads. Thinking about the paths of your own upper body, creating through this activity. Taking a moment to just ground ourselves into the floor, feeling the power of the floor supporting our feet as we reach up. Feeling a little bit of pressure into the floor. So I have that opposition, right? Reaching up and pressing down.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We still have a sense of suspension.